Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Raw Thoughts from A. I'm your host, A, and today we're diving into a topic that's both incredibly liberating and, for many of us, surprisingly difficult: quitting. Specifically, we're talking about why there's absolutely no shame in quitting a situation that simply isn't serving you.
Hey, so glad to be here, and I'm excited to unpack this. I think for a lot of people, the word quitting carries a lot of negative baggage. It's associated with failure, weakness, or lack of commitment.
Exactly. We're often told to stick it out, to never give up, to push through the pain. While those mantras can be valuable in certain contexts, they can also trap us in situations that are actively detrimental to our well-being.
I couldn't agree more. It's like we're programmed to believe that quitting is always a bad thing. But what if quitting is actually the bravest and most strategic move we can make?
Let's break that down. What are some signs that a situation, whether it's a job, a relationship, a hobby, or anything else, isn't serving us?
There are so many signs, and they're often subtle at first. Constant stress and anxiety are huge red flags. If you find yourself dreading something regularly, that's a sign that it's draining your energy rather than fueling it. Feeling unvalued, unappreciated, or constantly criticized also points to a toxic environment.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's not about toxicity, but simply a mismatch. Maybe your skills aren't being utilized, or your values don't align with the organization's. You might be good at what you do, but it doesn't bring you joy or fulfillment.
That's such a great point. We evolve as people, and what once fit perfectly might become uncomfortable over time. It's okay to outgrow situations. Sticking around just because you should or because you've invested time in it can lead to resentment and stagnation.
So, how do we overcome that ingrained fear of quitting and start viewing it as a viable option?
First, reframe your perspective. Instead of seeing quitting as a failure, see it as making a conscious choice to prioritize your well-being and pursue something better. It's an act of self-respect and self-advocacy.
I like that. It's about taking control of your life instead of feeling like a victim of circumstance.
Exactly. Then assess the situation objectively. Write down the pros and cons. What are you gaining from staying? What are you losing? Are the benefits outweighing the costs to your mental, emotional, or physical health?
And it's important to be honest with yourself in that assessment. It's easy to downplay the negatives or overestimate the positives because we're afraid of making a change.
Totally. And before you actually quit, have a plan in place. This could involve saving up money, updating your resume, networking, or exploring alternative options. Having a plan reduces the anxiety associated with uncertainty.
That makes perfect sense. It's about being proactive and strategic, not impulsive.
Also, remember that quitting one thing opens the door to something new. It creates space for opportunities that you might not have been able to pursue otherwise. Maybe it's a chance to learn a new skill, start a business, or simply focus on your personal growth.
That's a powerful reminder. Quitting isn't an ending. It's often a beginning. It's an opportunity to redirect your energy and resources towards something that aligns with your goals and values.
Precisely. And finally, surround yourself with supportive people who will encourage you to make the best decision for yourself, even if it's not the conventional one.
Great advice. So, to wrap things up, let's remember that there's no shame in quitting a situation that doesn't serve you. It's a sign of self-awareness, courage, and a commitment to living a more fulfilling life.
Cheers to that.
Thanks for sharing your wisdom, guest name, and thank you all for tuning in to Level Up Your Life. Until next time, remember to prioritize your well-being and never be afraid to choose yourself.